I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to sit down with Gino Angeli from the Exchange Club of Marquette County for the latest update on this weekend's food fest at Matson Lower Harbor Park in downtown Marquette. Here's Gino Angeli.
Tomorrow at noon, music, food, drinks.
Sold.
I'm in.
Good.
You know, bring the kids will be jumping on the inflatables. The weather will be beautiful and it'll be the 3rd of July, and it'll be good to be back and doing this again in this community.
And this is really fun. This is really coming together, too, really well. You know, we talked about this maybe a week or so ago with you. There's a different energy right now with service groups like yours.
Yeah. When you get the tents up and stuff down at the park, and people are driving by, and next thing you know, people are stopping. What's going on
here? What's happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great. We're talking about the International Food Fest tomorrow and Sunday, Matson Lower Harbor Park in Marquette. We were down there yesterday to help out a little bit, Mark and I, Gino, and it's coming together. What's the latest that you can share with us in terms of maybe a schedule of, I know there's a lot of entertainment going on and things like that.
Yes, starting at noon, the stage will be open, and we're going to be starting with... the Daydreamers will be kicking things off, and then they'll go a couple hours, and someone else will step in there and do a couple hours, and we'll go till 10 o'clock at night, and the food will be going, and you're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be great. The weather, I can't believe the way the weather's shaping up.
Well, you know, we've got a tie-in with Jennifer Perez out of TV6.
Put in a good word
for it. Put a little extra in there for her, and we're good. So.
And it does make a difference, and we're going to, and the lake will keep us... very moderate. You know, the Lake Superior will come in handy when it gets up close to 90, and that'll be nice down there.
And I realize we're talking your event, but how cool is it in a way that your colleagues up at Ishpeming moved theirs to one day, and you've got a full day that's just yours, too, now this weekend on Sunday, which is really kind of cool.
Really kind of cool, and it helps out, because then, you know, because we go up there and walk in their parade.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And pass out flags, and then we have the ability to pass out flags in our parade for Give a Kid a Flag. Mm-hmm. To wave, and then it can come down the hill and partake in our events and our fireworks. That's on good. Sunday is fireworks.
So. It's a great twofer.
Yeah. It's a great county to be in.
It all starts what time tomorrow and then Sunday?
Noon on both days.
Both days?
Until dusk. And then, of course, Sunday, big fireworks show on Sunday.
That's Gino Angeli with the Exchange Club of Marquette County with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.